Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
Ah! I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream. Very long time.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to Scare Track. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode from a brand new overnight horror experience, The Retreat, brought to us by the same team that brought us the award-winning Scream Camp. Now, before we go any further on this episode, please make sure that your volume is lower than it normally would be. There's some really, really loud screams throughout this episode. Also, if you're planning on visiting The Retreat and you're one of the lucky few that have a ticket, do not listen to this episode. It's extremely spoiler heavy. Lots of spoilers throughout. It would have really been impossible to bring you an on-location review episode of this event that's so story-driven without giving lots and lots of spoilers. Now, if you haven't got a ticket, which might be a vast majority of you because there's very select tickets put on sale and they sold out in, get this, 20 minutes. Okay? They sold out in 20 minutes. It's insane. And I can see why, because, of course, Scream Camp, it came onto the scene kicking and screaming last year, and it's blown everyone away, hundreds of people away. That sold out very quickly. That put on extra dates. So, you can see why people wanted to visit The Retreat. Only two people per night can experience it, which just makes the fear factor even higher. Now, we did also run a Scare Cam episode of the event. Now, normally here on Scare Track, we like to do a feature-length podcast and have a little mini raw footage Scare Cam to sort of accompany it. So if we're going to a Scream Park, we'll have a 5 to 10 minute Scream Cam on YouTube so you can check out the raw footage visuals, and then we'll do a full in-depth review here on the podcast. Now, this is a little bit different purely because it was so, obviously, it's like a 12-hour long event. It goes throughout the whole night. There's lots of stuff. So our Scare Cam, just, it's a beast. Go and check it out, guys. I think you'll really enjoy it. There's also some extra stuff in there that might not necessarily be in this podcast, like the Uber driver. Keep your eye on him. Again, that's a very, very spoiler heavy Scare Cam episode, but it's more like a found footage horror. It really is, because it's so story driven. I really enjoyed visiting the event. I really enjoyed editing it, and I really hope you guys enjoy not only just listening to this more in-depth review style episode of the podcast, but also the raw footage that we bring you in our Scare Cam episode. Here on this episode, we will give you quite a bit of on-location audio, and then at the end, we give our full in-depth review, myself and Hannah, of the event. And then, like I say, over on Scarecam, just watch it for the visuals, because the whole event is stunningly, it's simply beautiful. And it is simple, but so simply effective and beautiful. And the event in a whole is, it's an award winner in my books already. So I'm not going to make you wait anymore, guys. Remember, keep your volume slightly lower. If you got a ticket, don't listen. After this, check out the Scare Cam. Now it's time for the on-location review audio of The Retreat.
You're listening to Scare
Track. Right then, folks. So we are here on location in the middle of Oldham because we are doing The Retreat. And I am absolutely terrified. I don't have a clue what to expect. I'm here with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
I'm so scared.
I'm really, really nervous. Don't know what to expect. It's brought to us by the same people as Scream Camp. And all we know is that we're getting picked up from this location. We're going to get dropped off at this location
the next morning. Tomorrow. So we're getting picked up at 8 o'clock tonight, and we'll get dropped off at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So it's a 13-hour all-round event. We are going to be taken to an unknown location, and all we know is what horror movie we're watching because we were given the choice. We also know what meal we're going to have because we were given the choice as well. So other than that, I'm quite nervous. What about you?
I don't like that I don't know what's going on. And, yeah, I don't like it. And I don't like that it's so long and it's at night time.
Yeah, me too. We're by quite a busy road here, so that's probably what you're hearing. Don't worry, the scares haven't started yet. But, yeah, nervous, scared, excited. A whole bunch of things.
Yeah, it's a very weird location that we're at. It's like a little car park on a main road, and we're waiting for... a driver to pick us up, and I don't know whether it's going to be a driver that we potentially recognise, a driver that's in character. I don't know.
A taxi man? Who knows?
Taxi man.
But either way, it's exciting, it's nerve-wracking, but let's get picked up and go. Okay, so we have arrived at the retreat. Hannah is being very nosy. Oh, there's board games and everything. Hannah, how are you? You excited? You nervous?
Oh, my God.
This place is beautiful, first.
I was absolutely terrified waiting for the Uber. Then when the Uber came, it was the most erratic, crazy driving I've ever known in my life. And I'm pretty sure we went nowhere. But since we've arrived at the actual location, at the retreat, I more now think that I'm on a married couple weekend and not... a scare attraction.
Yeah, when's the masseuse coming in? That's what I want to know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is a very, very nice place. So, yeah, so to keep you up to speed so far, we were given a location, a postcode on our email, our confirmation booking. We went there for 8 o'clock, and then we got taken here by a crazy Uber driver. And we just chill out. The place is... really beautiful. Check out our Scarecam episode, youtube.com/scaretrack. There will be some visuals of the event on there as well. I don't know how many spoilers I can put in there. But yeah, we've arrived. It's got a little kitchenette. It's got a little dining area. It's got a lovely little bedroom and living room space. It's got your own toilet and a shower. We should have bought towels, babe. We should have bought towels. They've even put a photo of us up, so it looks like it's our retreat.
We've got key rings.
Got key rings, that's it. Grab the Greek key rings, grab the mini eggs. Lots of food, guys, I tell you that. You get your money's worth just in food. Popcorn, sweets, you've got a meal. Yeah, it's all exciting. It's all nerve-wracking.
It's all exciting until the scares start.
Well, that's it. So at the minute, it's really beautiful and really nice and like a nice little holiday home. Until the scares start, and I can just imagine Hannah. This is basically, to give you guys an idea, it's a big wooden sort of, a mini wooden cottage, isn't it?
Yes. It's like a cottage lodge, what I'm assuming is an Airbnb.
Yeah, and it's... Post-it fell down and Hannah got scared. So, yeah, we were given a choice of 6 films to watch. We chose Scream, and we were given a choice of a few meals, and we've got our ready meals ready to cook as well. So I think the first thing we do is just...
tell the listeners why we chose Scream.
Why we chose Scream?
Because it's the least scary horror film option.
We'd like to think so, anyway. We'd like to think so. But it is about a murderer trying to get someone in a house, which could be too similar to this.
Yeah, but so. I'd rather that than Texas Chainsaw.
You're not wrong.
Or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Good
or
shout.
Halloween.
All right. So, yeah, so far, I'm really excited. I don't know if there's anything else like this in the whole of the UK, in Europe, in the world. Not that I know. I mean, we've been to scare rooms before, but this is something very different. You are kind of, I kind of want to say in the middle of nowhere as such, because...
I don't know where we are.
I haven't got a clue, yeah.
The driver took us around a circle. I know that
one. Right, so we're going to get started. We're going to watch the film. I think they might wait until it starts getting dark, until the scares come, and stick around with this to see what happens. So we were just watching the movie. We're about 40 minutes in, then all of a sudden we got a little surprise on the screen.
Interference.
And the scarecrow, the guy who we met when, I haven't met him yet. I'm very nervous about meeting him, but we were sent a video of him on our confirmation. He said, don't get too comfortable. Hannah, are you getting comfortable?
Oh, I'm sprawled out over the bed, mate.
It's actually a really comfortable little cabin, but that...
this bed is so comfy. I love it.
That was a bit nerve-wracking, though. But we're going to watch the rest of the film. We've had some popcorn, and...
I think I'm too nervous for my meal.
Well, I want it, but I don't know if I want it now.
Chicken into a fish pie and someone's going to burst through the door.
That's it, we just don't know. It's all a bit nerve-wracking. I obviously, we don't want to give you too much of a play-by-play. We don't want to give you loads and loads of spoilers and whatnot. If you've got tickets to come, don't listen to this until you've been, would be my advice. The tickets have already sold out. They sold out very, very quickly. But yeah, this is nothing like we've ever done before. It's just literally a random cabin in the middle of nowhere. Gorgeous views. But I was actually just forgetting it was an attraction then. I was forgetting it was an overnight scare experience because I was just getting into the movie.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, oh no, he's back. I think we're going to be meeting Scarecrow throughout the night and I'm quite nervous.
On edge.
He's quite intimidating.
Don't
right.
get too comfy.
I won't get too comfy, but I'm going to carry on and watch the end of Scream. I wonder who did it.
End of Scream? We're not even halfway through.
Well, best get watching. Okay, this is how jumpy we are. Someone just got killed in Scream. And we heard a bang outside. Literally just a bang. It's not even dark yet. And me and Hannah have both completely shit ourselves. Is there anything out there, Hannah? Just twinkly lights. No one out there. Here's a scary thing. We're up like on a big hill. It's a beautiful scenery, but soon it's going to be dark out there. We won't be able to see anything and they'll be able to see us. So the time is now 10:30. We've been at the retreat for 2.5 hours. So far we've had our Uber driver bring us here. We've had some food, had some popcorn. We've watched Scream. We had a little visit from the Scarecrow on the screen. And now it's, I guess, we're just going to wait and panic. We're going to wait and panic.
Oh, I might go to sleep. Oh, it's too dark outside.
Yeah, it's scary now because we are in the middle of nowhere. It's dark outside and...
There's not a lot of light.
And it's quite dim in here, isn't it? Yeah, it's... Ooh, I'm nervous. Right, okay. Head over to Scarecam because I think we're going to be... You need to see our faces. Literally, the film's finished and a phone rang in the toilet and I've never been so frigging scared of a phone. Hannah's got into bed and what did Scarecrow... Was it Scarecrow?
It was Scarecrow and it said Scarecrow on the screen of the phone and it's a proper old Nokia phone and he said, "You have found my phone. Let the games begin."
I don't want the games to begin.
And then he hung up and I'm hiding under the duvet.
Oh my God. That has shit me up. I'm scared. Oh, I'm scared. We've got another 10 hours of this.
Fuck off. Sorry.
Bleep. Did you hear a bang outside?
I heard a noise. But it felt like it was the bathroom window. Should I look out the window?
Look out the window.
I don't know what I would have done if I'd seen anything.
Don't go in.
Why not?
Don't go in there.
It's just the bathroom.
Yeah, but that means I'm by myself in here then.
Oh, you made a right mess in here looking for that phone.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. Can you put the towels back, love?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought someone might have got in.
Well, that is one good thing. There's only one way in. But that also means that there's only one way out that we know of. It's not a TARDIS.
Well, I don't know. We didn't know there was a phone.
We didn't know there was a phone.
Is there anything on the phone? Oh, it's a lot.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I pull that. Pull it all the way. Yes! Very clever.
We just closed this door as well.
Okay, we just had another call from Scarecrow. He is frigging terrifying. We have 30 minutes in this log cabin to find a map and a torch.
Home and Garden books on the floor.
Oh, there's Home and Garden books. Right, so we need to find a torch and a map. Oh, that means we're going outside. I'm nervous. Okay, let's go. Right, so we found the torch.
Yay!
Now we need to find the map of the woods. That was the clue. It's the map of the woods.
Does anybody have a map?
I don't know where that is. It took us a long time to find that. We are so thick.
It's is why we don't.
Genuinely, yeah, we're really bad at escape rooms, so I'm sweating. I'm in nearly midnight and I'm map. Sweating.
Where, if we were going to hide a map, where would we hide it?
If I was a map, where would I be? We have instructions from Scarecrow to go out, follow the map, and get a point, get an item from each of the points A, B, and C. So, I'm going to follow you. Where is point A? Is it by the log?
No.
Not yet, okay. Oh, God, it's dark.
Sorry. There's some Blair Witch stuff going. I'm going to scream really loud and people are going to phone the police. I'm really scared.
Oh man, this isn't even, we haven't even got to point A yet.
We haven't passed it, have we?
This genuinely goes on so long. Oh my days. And don't run away from me, you've got the torch. No, legit, Hannah, stop running away from me. No. Right, you got to not run away from me because you've got the torch.
I'm sorry.
My hands are full. Okay.
We collected the first item. There's matches.
Oh, fire is behind me.
Oh, yes! We're doing like a weird, awkward run shuffle.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Man, we are deep in the woods. I don't like this.
Can I just do a check again? Oh, it's still coming.
Stop doing it!
Look! Look!
Stop! Oh my God! Put the torch on again. Sorry. I'm genuinely going to shit myself. Hannah, you...
What?
I think it's my trainers making noises, but they're scaring me. No, stop it! Stop it. Okay, just hold on to me because my hand's legit. We're not even at point C. We're not even at point B. Oh!
No, I'm double teamed now. There's one on either side. I can't deal with it.
You got our next item?
I think so. It's a DVD.
It's a DVD. Play me.
Oh, it's a wishing tree.
Hang on. Oh. Let's do it. Go back. Right. We're going to head back. We're going to head back to our humble abode. We'll catch up with you when we're there. It's literally what we're in, is a cabin in the woods, isn't it? Oh my God! No! No to you! Stop making rustling! Right, so, there's a lot of cardio. We are now back at the cabin. At the retreat, and like we said, we managed to retrieve from our little jaunt some matches, a spade, and a DVD that says "Play Me." So we've now got there's a DVD player in the cabin. So we just got to figure that out, you know, technology, and we'll play that, and we'll see what we've got to do next. Okay, so the DVD is in. Let's go.
Hello again. if you're watching this, that you've successfully found my DVD, along with a shovel and some matches. I now have another job for you to do. I've left my latest victim at point C on the map, and I want you to get rid of the body. You can do this however you wish. Chop it up, bury it, burn it. I want it gone. I'll be in touch when the job is done. And remember, I have eyes everywhere.
What?
So we have to go back to sea and dispose of a body.
What? With the shovel?
Yeah, or burn it. So shovel or burn it. What shall we do, guys? Do 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 do, do. Shovel or burn? Bury or burn?
Neither.
Okay, well, gotta get rid of the body. Right, we've got to point C. We're back at point C, and we can see the body that Scarecrow wants us to sort out.
I hope it's not a real body. Oh, it is, it's a person.
I don't know what...
Is it a child?
Oh my God.
There's no instructions. Set him on fire!
No.
They're in the woods.
No. Help me. Is there anywhere safe I can go?
We have a cabin in the woods.
I don't know if it's safe.
It's safer than here.
You don't think it's...
Yeah.
Set them on fire!
Yeah, we'll take you there.
Yeah, we're not murderers, let's go.
Yeah. Follow Hannah, she has the light.
Why did I bring the shovel?
We were supposed to... Never mind.
Okay.
Follow... Hannah, go slow. She's hurt.
Is this what we're supposed to do?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to kill the bitch. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Oh, Hannah's a heartless cow.
We were supposed to kill her. But now she's here. Do you know anyone called the Scarecrow?
Oh.
That's a yeah, isn't it?
Me and my boyfriend just went for a weekend away at the Airbnb down the street. We found this phone.
Oh, we found this phone.
It wouldn't stop ringing. So we answered it. They terrorized us all night. They killed him. And they thought they killed me. And then you found me.
So here's the thing. We've had a phone. It's been ringing.
Do you look like this?
Yes.
Was it a similar kind of place to this where you stayed?
It's just a little cottage not far from here.
Did he look like a guy up there? Him?
Oh no. It's not safe here either.
I think we're well and truly screwed now.
I think we should have killed her.
Oh. You're heartless. I don't think we should have. I don't know what to do now.
Together?
Yeah, I think so.
See if you can...
Yeah. But there's a few of them. Compared to only a few of us.
But we're in here and they're out
there. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The door doesn't lock.
Oh. But they haven't come in yet. I think what's going to happen now is we're just going to have to wait for his instruction. What are we going to tell him?
He can't know that I'm here. Because you'll get in trouble too.
Should we pretend like we've buried her?
Oh, that's... Now we're getting ourselves into trouble.
God,
if you do that, and I can... I don't know.
If he comes in here, you could hide.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. If anyone comes in here, just hide.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that then. Hannah's going to sneeze.
God, dear.
That's the plan. No!
You've got to go alone.
I've got to go by myself!
To where?
To where we found you! I've got to go by myself!
Don't go.
I don't have enough hands.
Just go to bed.
Oh, I'm going for a wee first. Right, so. Oh, God. Let's get you all up to speed. I am now in the middle. I am literally now in the middle of the woods by myself. And I'm on my way to meet a Scarecrow by myself. We've already lied to him to say that we buried the body. We found a girl that he said that was dead. She wasn't dead. Turns out she found his phone just like we did. And now, he's happy that we've disposed of the body. And we haven't. She's hidden at the bloody cabin. And now he said that there's something for me by myself all the way at Point C. And I'm not going to lie, it's a long way, guys. It's a long way. I'm nervous. Whoa. Okay. That was the scariest moment of my entire life. That's the scared of it ever. Most scared I've ever been inside of an attraction. So, they were circling me. I was actually by myself in the middle of the woods. And they played a tape saying that I'm the brave one. But what I haven't thought about is the person I've left back in the cabin. And here's the thing. They have the key to the cabin. Now they think she's alone, but she's actually with Sarah. Oh, guys, I'm nervous. I'm scared. This is terrifying. They surrounded us.
Just see an eye. Oh my God.
Oh no, they're at this one.
Shh, it's okay. It's okay.
Be quiet, Sarah, be quiet.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to hide. Can you guys pretend?
You get under the bed. You get under the bed. I'll get in the wardrobe. Where are you going?
I'm going to play.
Wait, if they ask, tell them I got out of the window and ran away.
You?
Yeah.
Tell them I got out of the window.
Okay. Everyone fuck up. Okay. Not having this.
No, here we go. Is this how we fix a problem?
Are we barricading ourselves in?
Tell them I got out of the window.
She's gone out the window.
No, we're just saying that we killed you.
We killed her. Buried her.
Okay.
Where's the shovel? Oh my God, oh my God! Oh my God!
They got Sarah.
Oh, it's fucking freaky.
You may be wondering why we are punishing this girl. This is because when she tried to escape from me, she killed one of my men. I take this as a personal attack. So she must die. And you will be forced to watch. Just let you go.
Right then, guys. So now it's time for the sort of second half of this episode when it comes to the retreat by the team that bought a Scream Camp, the award-winning Scream Camp. It's now close to 2 o'clock in the morning, and I think we've seen the sort of finale, which was intense. I don't want anything else after that now. But it's good. It means now that although it's an overnight event, they did say it's an overnight event, but you will be able to sleep in it. It's not one of those that you're just stuck awake all night. Like I say, the event's technically been from, 8 o'clock to close, 2 o'clock. Obviously, there's been spoilers throughout this. I would have put a thing at the beginning to say, don't listen to this if you plan on coming. I've had a friggin' phenomenal night. I mean, just being out in those woods. Let's talk about that first. Let's talk about the setting, Hannah. This place is it's beautiful first, isn't it?
It's kind of spin.
You are literally in a cabin next to the woods.
Yeah, and it's pretty. It's like you feel like you're at a couple's retreat. You've got a little kitchenette. You've got a bed that's in like a living room area. You've got your own bathroom. You are in a tiny little cabin.
It's lovely.
And then stuff starts going crazy and you have to go out into the woods in the middle of the night with just a torch. And it's terrifying. Mm. And you've got a map that you're trying to follow, as well as navigating, walking and things following you and making noise. There were creatures there that weren't running after us, but somehow made it sound like they were running after us.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It was insane. And yeah, those creatures, the fact that you just have a torch as well. Like, the actual, it's not needed to be mega techie. There's no mega big lights or flashy or anything like that. It doesn't need to be. The simplicity, the scare's in its simplicity, isn't it? And it was phenomenal. It was a cool little story.
The story was really good.
Yeah, we don't want to go too much into it, like I say, because there's going to be spoilers in this episode. We don't want to make it mega, mega spoily. But, but let's talk. I mean, first of all, the acting. Awesome. They're all just really intense. There's actually only one speaking part, which was Sarah, who we picked up, who was great. She played a great role of being the
absolutely fantastic, yeah. Staying in character, completely in character the whole time. I mean, I was struggling to maintain her in character.
But she was great, she played the role really well. She was really scared when they came up. All the other characters, again, they just worked it well within all the woods, and when they come to attack us here.
It was so immersive.
And although he didn't speak, he spoke through his little dictaphone thing, which I think was better than him actually talking, actual Scarecrow. You know, we met him in the video beforehand when he sent us the email when we confirmed the tickets. Then we saw him halfway through the movie, which I think was a fantastic little thing. It wasn't before, it wasn't at the end. It was literally like halfway into the movie, all of a sudden static, and he comes on. Then on his DVD that we had to go and collect, he's on that. And then a couple of times even when we physically saw him, he didn't speak to us. He spoke to us through his recording. And that just worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
It just worked really, really well.
It just added to it. And I had to keep getting Mikey to answer the phone every time he rang, because I'm not great with accents. So I was barely understanding what was being said.
And his really scary tone, wasn't it? It was really intense. There was a baby cry at a certain point, which was just terrifying. Literally was just terrifying. And it just worked. It genuinely worked as a performance, as a scare event, as a piece of immersive theatre. The location was brilliant. And it was a great setup. The whole area is great. You got a nice comfy bed now, so we can get a nice 5 or 6 hours sleep, depending if they wake us up or not, who knows.
I don't think I'm sleeping.
No, I probably won't sleep. But the whole place is cool. You get to watch a movie first, which is great. It just sets you up for...
Yeah,
but... a little bit of food, you get your meal, and you can choose your drink. Honestly, it's a real quality overnight experience that I have never seen anywhere else. Like I say, we've done a scare room style thing before, and we've done overnight things in tents and whatnot. But this sort of merges it all together, doesn't it? It's sort of like a mixture of everything. And I've not seen anything like this before. It's very unique for what we've experienced and what I think is on offer, especially now in the UK as well.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of friends over in the States, and we watch a lot of, you know, horned documentaries from the States as well. I've never seen anywhere do something like this. I might be wrong. But, yeah. There's some really good visuals on the night as well, so make sure you head over to youtube.com/scaretrack.
Especially in the woods.
Yeah, some of the visuals in the woods. Again, we only use simple cameras. We don't want to give loads of fancy effects. We just want to give raw footage of the event. You know, there's nothing worse than these people are putting massive, big, bright cameras in people's faces with big lights. It's just sort of,
you see it as it happens with what we do.
Yeah, you're going to see it as we see it.
We're just walking around with a camera phone, essentially.
Yeah. But, you know, make sure you check out a few of the visuals. I think that they felt very real while I was there, so I hope that comes across in the video. But, yeah, I mean, I can't praise this event enough. It really was just a
cracking storyline. Amazing actors.
Great location,
great visuals, and to top it all off, I get to sleep in a comfy bed, which I was not expecting.
Yeah, you get to sleep in a comfy bed. And that was the thing, we didn't actually know lots about it. All we knew is the time, the location to get picked up on, what we're going to eat, and the movie we're going to watch.
Yeah.
And that we were going to meet a guy called Scarecrow, who is terrifying.
Yes.
Absolutely terrifying. And there was just a dominance as well. We'll finish on this. Like, each character was terrifying in their own different way, visually, because like they were all mimed characters, basically. They didn't have a speaking part or such. Who knew that cracking sticks in the woods were so terrifying? It worked. But when the Scarecrow came in, there was an element of, it's going to go down now. It's going to go down. And it worked. It was great. I'd also like to make a point as well that throughout the whole event, this whole event can be done with social distancing. Mm. Every actor wore masks and gloves, and they were also wearing obviously safety masks under their actual scary masks as well. So it was great. I highly recommend it. If the tickets go on sale again, guys, if you're a scare enthusiast, even if you just like a crazy different type of night out, come and give it a go. Would you recommend it, Hannah?
I'd highly recommend it.
Definitely, me too. We're going to sign off now. If anything changes, if there is anything else that happens in the morning, I'll let you know in the end of the episode where I bring it back to myself in the studio. But for now, that's it from me and Hannah here at the retreat.
Sweet dreams.
Night, night. You're listening to So there we go, guys. First of all, a huge thank you to the retreat team for inviting myself and Hannah to be the first ever victims of the retreat. A phenomenal event. I really do think it's one of a kind within the whole world. I don't know. There's definitely nothing like that running in the UK right now. There are obviously overnight experiences, as in Scream Camp, Scare kind of run events overnight, Atmosphere Scare Entertainment have, Alton Towers, even Thorpe Park. There have been a number of overnight experiences, but something like the retreat, when you're in a just two people in a log cabin in the middle of the woods, I really don't think there's anything like it here in the UK. There might not be anywhere in the whole world, in fact. If you're listening in the States, if you're listening in Europe right now, I mean, we even have listeners in Russia and India. It's mad. So guys, if anyone's listening now and you have anything like this, please let me know. Other than that, I think it's one of a kind, and it really is an award winner for me. Fantastic event, thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's one that I'll remember forever.
absolutely fantastic. Remember, if you haven't checked out our Scare Cam episode, please do it. Honestly, purely just for the visuals in itself, it looks so good, this event. Go over to youtube.com/scaretrack. That's youtube.com/scaretrack. And be sure to subscribe over there as well and click that bell notification. We've got lots more videos coming up as well. So although we are predominantly a podcast, we really are trying to push lots more videos as well now. So once again, a huge thank you to the retreat team for inviting myself and Hannah. Really, really did enjoy it. And thank you to you guys for listening. Sincerely, sincerely always appreciate it. Remember, you can get your tickets if and when they go back on sale for the retreat at www.theretreatscareexperience.co.uk. But it's definitely worth just checking out the website to find out more information, theretreatscareexperience.co.uk. And of course, you can also check out Scream Camp as well, which will be coming back as soon as it's able to do so, really, with these crazy times that we're living in. That's www.screamcamp.co.uk. Go and like them on Facebook and Instagram. I'll leave the all the handles below in the show notes. And support this fantastic company. They've only been around, you know, just over a year, and they really are making waves within the scare industry. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. Remember to follow us and subscribe to everything we do on all our socials. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook, and you can find absolutely everything Scare Trap related over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.